Hello and welcome to Sangam Lit. This is Nandini Karki, and in this episode we fly by an ancient show depicted in Sangam literary work Natrine 35 written by Ammuvanar. The poem is set in the Nadal landscape or the coastal regions in the words of the lady's confidant to the man, probing the reasons for the dimness in the lady's eyes.
பொங்குதிரை பொருத வார்மணல் அடைக்கரை புன்கால் நாவல் பொதிப்புற இருங்கனி கிளை செத்து மொய்த்த தும்பி பழம் செத்து பல்கால் அளவன் கொண்ட கோட்கு அசாந்து கொல்லா நரம்பின் இமிரும் பூசல் இறைதேர் நாரை எய்தி விடுக்கும் துறைகளு மாந்தை அன்ன இவள் நலம் பண்டும் இற்று கண்டிசின் தெய்ய உளையின் போகாது அழிப்பினும் சிறிய நெகிழ்ந்த கவின் நலம் கொள்ளோ மகிழ்ந்தோர் கல்களி செருக்கத்து அன்ன காமம் கொள் இவள் கண் பசந்ததுவே.
As we travel through these Natrine poems, we find that a majority of these poems are set in Kurunji or the mountainous regions, as well as in Nadal or the coastal regions, interspersed with Pale or the drylands, while the other two regions are few and far between. The predominance of poems in the mountains and coasts may also mean that these geographical regions predominated ancient Tamil land. It's no surprise that there are many poems in the Nadal or the coastal landscape, as the region 2000 years ago was surrounded on almost all sides by the sea. In this poem, we meet again our old friend Alavan, the crab, scurrying around on the sands. We also greet a tree by the sea, Naval, or the Jamun tree with its addictive black plum fruits. We get to meet a new Tamil word for the past in Pandu. In another curious coincidence, found that the Telugu name for the Naval or the Jamun fruit is Neredu Pandu, the tangy taste of the past indeed. Taking a closer look at our show, we see that the lady has wed her man and has left to live in his home. The lady's confidant visits her in her husband's house after marriage. To the man, she says, "On the shore with foaming waves, filled with white sands, there stands a thin-stemmed naval tree with flesh-filled black fruits hanging from its branches. A bee that wanders by mistakenly thinks that the naval fruit is another bee like itself and buzzes around it. A many-legged crab roaming under the tree mistakes the bee for the fruit and makes a snatch at it. Disturbed by this intrusion, the bee makes a jarring noise like an untuned lute. Hearing all the commotion, a crane flies by. Both the bee and the crab beat their retreat, seeing this winged arrival." The city of Mandai with its seaport is filled with such shores and such scenes. Our lady shines with such a beauty as that city of Mandai. It was the same in the past too. Behold that beauty, O Lord. Even when you do not part away in search of wealth and stay by her side, showering her with love, why does her eyes turn pale? Is it because you loosen the grip of your embrace even though you stand close by? Or is it akin to the streak of red left by the toddy in the eyes of those even after they are done drinking and delighting in it? With these words, the lady's confidant issues a subtle warning to the man, saying that her friend is a fragile creature who cannot bear even the slightest separation. Let's jump on the sand and walk with abandon, taking in what we can on the shore of this poem. I find it fascinating that in many Sangam poems, a woman's beauty is compared to a city. Today, if you were to use the same comparison, it would most probably be deemed an insult. How have we changed the face of our cities, letting the natural fade, and as in cosmetic surgery, we have put up structures to suit our needs than what nature needs. So, this girl as pretty as the ancient city of Mandai. And where is this magical Mandai? Mandai remains an unidentified Chera port city
While there are some references that point to the Mandai town in Sri Lanka, an archaeological hotspot where an old buried seaport is said to be. Moving on to the flora and fauna that unfold in the poem, we meet a narwhal tree, a bee, a crab, and a crane. While it seems to be a description of a scene from the shore, it's also meant to signify the event that has unfolded in the lives of our Sangam characters. This reflects the act of the man flying into the scene like the crane and marrying the lady who's like the narwhal fruit, thereby stopping the conflicts between the bee, signifying the lady's confidant, and the crab pertaining to the lady's kin, who intend to protect her. A metaphor for marriage is delivered like a well-written screenplay. Finally, the poem leaves us to muse over how love too is an intoxication that makes those in love want to forever remain under its spell. Thanks for listening to this episode of Sangam Lit and soaring with me through ancient lands and minds. Please rate and review Sangam Lit on your favorite podcast app and do share your thoughts on nandinikarki.com. Until next time, Nandri Vanakkam.